What's up, everybody? This is Calvin here with Electronic Editions, home of Electronic News Network. We are here again today, live people. It is July the 9th. It is 8 a.m. today. I know I'm just going to come out and say that we're excited that to have our website back and live again. So if you haven't visited us, please visit us at electronicadditions.net. There you'll be able to find, latest tech gear, latest tech deals, be an EAD club member, and have all these types of benefits and perks, guys. Once you are already subscribed, guys, this will give you access to tons of deals. This will give you access, to our exclusive, tech deals, coupons, and information as well, guys. And where we're going as well too. Little bit of surprise is we plan to bring some sort of cryptocurrency coin, so you guys will be able to pay, just a little bit of spoiler alert, sometime in the future with an EAD token, with an Electronic Editions token. Okay, so we'll explain this more, guys. We'll come out with more information within our blogs and everything, so definitely check us out. All right, it's going to be real excited. But we got news, guys. We haven't been, feeding you guys tech news for a little bit. So, we have news now, and we'll continue, feeding you guys what's really important, what's really out in the market, what you should be paying attention to, what you guys should be, looking out for and protecting yourself from. Okay. And also products that are coming out that you guys should be excited about. So yeah, without further ado, guys, we're going to take news off of our LinkedIn page today, and let's get started for today. So it looks like Square, guys. All right, Square is going to make a hardware wallet for Bitcoin. This is more crypto related, right? So Square is going to make a hardware wallet for Bitcoin. The company's hardware lead, Jesse Dorosker, announced on Thursday, right? So CEO Jack Dorsey of Square and also Twitter, who is also the CEO of Twitter, had said in June in a tweet storm naturally that the company was considering making one, and now Square has made the decision to move forward, right? So this is amazing, guys. This is awesome, right? So definitely let us know what you think. This is huge, right? So we all know Square. For you guys that do online business, you guys run your own shop, you guys run your own small mom and pop store, store physically, right? You guys could have Square as a payment processor, right? And they're huge, guys. These guys are huge payment processor, right? So for them to be actually, and this is actually not even surprising, right? So, we, I explained, early in earlier episodes, if you listen back, to our news episodes, I think the first 20 episodes, we talk about Square heading into the crypto space, investing heavily, heavily into Bitcoin, especially as their capital reserves, right? So this is really not a surprise, but this is a great move, I feel like, especially for Square, for people that hold Bitcoin, for people that transact with Bitcoin, for people that want to accept Bitcoin, right? So imagine Square, you're using as a payment processor for your business. Now you're able to hold it in a wallet, but most likely, hopefully, you're able to accept Bitcoin and send it as well too. So this is a huge step, and these guys know exactly what they're doing. I mean, they're doing the right thing, especially in my opinion. So this is just amazing, right? Anyways, guys, moreover, guys, we have Microsoft is giving employees a $1,500 pandemic bonus for you guys that listen to this. And it's really cool. It's really amazing. A lot of you guys that tune in, it's really funny. A lot of you guys that tune in, 95% of our audience is female and they're outside the US, right? So, say if you're working with Microsoft, even if you're outside the US, hopefully this, applies to you. You're able to receive this pandemic bonus, right? And this is just awesome, right? So it's like it's kind of like a little bit of stimulus check, right? We all know as a society in the US, lots of us got stimulus checks. Looks like Microsoft is stepping up, which is amazing how big of a company it is, giving its employees a $1,500 pandemic bonus. I think it's a huge step, right? So it's not the biggest amount of money, but it's definitely a great help, especially in these hard times and everything like that, right? So Microsoft is gifting its employees a $1,500 pandemic bonus in an internal memo seen by The Verge, right? So the software giant says the one-time bonus is a recognition of the unique and challenging fiscal year that Microsoft just completed. Microsoft Chief's People Officer Kathleen Hogan announced the gift to employees today, and it will apply to all eligible employees in both the US and internationally. Right? So Microsoft is giving this bonus to all staff below corporate vice president level that started on or before March 31st, 2021, including part-time workers and those on hourly rates. So that's pretty cool, guys. Even if you're not a full-time employee, right? Even if you're a part-time employee or probably a temp employee, you're still going to be receiving, a pandemic bonus, which is awesome. So, yeah, I think that's a great move by Microsoft, keeping their employees less on the stressful side. They don't have to stress too much about money. At least they have the bonus that can help them out with, certain personal bills that they have to pay, or, say if they want to go on a little vacation or they want to spend it out, whatever, this definitely does help, right? So giving a bonus, a gifted bonus, always helps, right? So that is news off of Microsoft, right? Moreover, guys, we have news off of Bentley. So this is, yep. So, I'm going to repeat it again. Bentley, the car, right? So the luxury car. Bentley reveals details about its Flying Spur hybrid, right? So the most efficient Bentley ever, right? So the luxury car maker Bentley has announced details about its Flying Spur hybrid sedan, its second Bentley hybrid, which the company claims is the most efficient Bentley ever. Using just the electric motor, Bentley says you'll be able to drive for more than 40 kilometers or just under 25 miles. And the company says the car offers a total driving range of more than 700 kilometers, just under 435 miles, which is okay. The Flying Spur hybrid will be able to accelerate from 0 to 60 in about 4.1 seconds, which is okay, according to Bentley. So that's definitely slower than what Tesla claims for the Model S Plaid, which is says, right, can go from 0 to 60 in 1.99 seconds, so just under 2 seconds. And this is true, guys. If you want to go and see this, you guys can go on YouTube. You guys can go ahead, type in Tesla. They might even have races where videos where people are racing the Tesla versus certain Bentleys. And Tesla really does seem to win, guys. The only car that I've seen that beat Tesla so far, not in terms of the 0 to 60, but in terms of a just drag race. I think it was the Huracan, the Huracan, and man, it wasn't the Lamborghini. It was another car. It was another luxury car, but the chief name was the Huracan, right? So if you guys know that, definitely check that out. Definitely a great video to watch. You guys can watch the YouTube video. The channel is, I believe, Auto Trader. Very great guy. Very great guy. You'll see him. He does car reviews. He's a black guy, very into his stuff. And he posts about cars and he does races in the UK. So he's really, really well known, right? So, but that's just only a feat that's only feasible under very specific conditions, right? For the Tesla, right? Once it goes 0 to 60 in under 2 seconds, right? So that's news off of Bentley, guys. If you guys want to see and learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys will be able to see the videos and pictures and everything. And I can tell you guys, this car is looking really, really good, very luxury. Would I drive it? Yeah, sure. But over the Tesla, probably not really. Honestly, I'm a Tesla boy, so this car is all right though. But so the next thing, guys, moreover, we also have Clippy. Solitaire, Paint, and Microsoft Teams get a bunch of iconic new backgrounds, right? So Microsoft has released a handful of new backgrounds for collaboration platform teams that are bound to give fans a potent hit of nostalgia, right? So the subjects of the new team's background include the infamous Clippy, Microsoft Solitaire, and Paint. The company has also vaulted the Windows XP Mido, arguably the most iconic PC wallpaper ever, right? Because a little trip down memory lane can be good for the soul. It's always good for the soul, right? So, and because after well over a year of remote and hybrid work, we could all use some excitement on video calls, the company explained. We asked our designers to give a few memorable Microsoft moments, their debut as Teams background, right? So it's very cool, guys. Just having these are very like very kind of old school backgrounds, right? I remember Solitaire. Some people don't even play that. Clippy, I remember that too. Paint, right? So yeah, I mean Microsoft, the way that they're adding certain features, so you can have new backgrounds, I think it's pretty cool, right? It gives brings back kind of like the old school memories, right? For you 2000 guys, early 2000 guys, right? Or even late 1990s, late 90s. But that's what it is, guys, right? So if you guys want to learn more about that too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can see and learn more about that too. All right. Moreover, guys, we got WhatsApp. WhatsApp, guys, is shrinking and growing different interface elements, right? So the best versions of most apps, but particularly WhatsApp, tend to focus on new features or tweaking existing ones, right? So being involved in the beta programs is a way to try out these features before they go on general release, but sometimes there are changes introduced that are more about aesthetics, right? Which is why this is precisely what's happening with the latest betas of WhatsApp for both iOS and Android, right? So minor visual changes have been made to the user interface, but the impact they have might be greater than you first think, right? So if you guys want to go ahead, learn more about what WhatsApp doing as well too, what they're doing, how this may affect you, and how maybe you can prepare yourself, for the future, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys would be able to learn more about this as well too. Moreover, guys, we also have Microsoft says its print nightmare patches work, right? So despite breaking some printers, Microsoft has clarified that its patch for the print nightmare vulnerability successfully addresses the bug, notwithstanding the fact that the patch is being rolled back as it causes an issue in some label printers, right? So pretty interesting, guys. It looks like now it looks like the patch works. So if you guys have been having problems, say if you run Microsoft, you have a printer, it looks like now Microsoft has created a patch. So if you guys want to go ahead and learn more how you can get that patch, how you can go ahead and so it helps you with print it with your printers and so you can go ahead and start printing and not having bugs, right? Go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys will be able to learn more about it here too. Also, guys, it's kind of weird, right? So it looks like the print nightmare was accidentally disclosed by Chinese security researchers who put out a proof of concept exploit, thinking the vulnerability in Windows Print Spoiler had already been patched by Microsoft, right? So the company then issued a new patch earlier this week to address the remote code exploitation, RCE vulnerability as well, before cybersecurity researchers dismissed it as ineffective, right? So, however, Microsoft now claims that it is out of band security update to patch the print nightmare vulnerability works as it is supposed to instead of finding fault with the methodology of the researchers, right? So, moreover, guys, it looks like they're saying, from the security team of Microsoft, they say our investigation now shows that the OOB security update is working as designed and is effective against the known printer spoofing exploits and other public records, collectively being referred to as Print Nightmare, right? So all reports we have investigated have relied on changing of default registry settings related to point and print to insecure configuration, right? So explains the Microsoft Security Response Center. So it looks like they've worked on this, they fixed this. So if you guys want to learn more on this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys would be able to learn more about it there too. More news on Windows, guys. It looks like Windows finally has Windows 11's release date, features, and everything you need to know, right? So Windows 11 is finally official, with a new look and with much more being unveiled at Microsoft's big event on June 24th, right? So June 24th, obviously, guys, was weeks ago, and we know that Windows 11 is out, right? So, showcasing the fluent design language and more, the new upgrade can also be tried out inside the inner channels, ready to download and use on machines that meet the minimum requirements. There's also a huge redesign of the Microsoft Store, allowing Android apps from the Amazon App Store to be used. So you can download TikTok and other apps if you wish. So that's pretty cool, guys. So it looks like you can download, more apps that weren't available before. And I think, I wouldn't be surprised if Microsoft, just keeps adding, keeps doing partnerships with more apps that, again, you couldn't download before, right? So pretty cool, guys. If you guys want to learn more about the update, how it's, changed and everything, you guys can go ahead, do your research. You guys can also go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn. We prefer to you follow us on LinkedIn. Our page is just simply Electronic Editions. Click into the article. You guys will be able to learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, it looks like Apple news. So it looks like news on MacBooks. So a new MacBook Pro could kill off Touch Bar, rumors suggest, guys. So let us know what you think, guys. What do you guys think about the Touch Bar? I've owned a MacBook before. I've had a MacBook. I've never owned a MacBook with a Touch Bar. I don't even see a use for it. MacBooks, I mean, the MacBook I owned, the last one was a 2014 model. It worked very, very well. I got it for college. It worked very well. I was fast. I didn't need a touch bar or anything like that, right? But some Apple fans are definitely sticklers for that. Definitely let us know what you think, right? So it looks like Apple's revamped MacBook Pro models, which are expected to arrive at some point in 2021, could be bereft of the touch bar, right? So going by fresh speculation, which backs up what we've already heard from several sources earlier this year. This comes from Display Supply Chain Consultants, right? So the DSCC, as spotted by 9to5 Mac with the analyst firm, believing that the Touch Bar, the slim touchscreen slip that offers context-sensitive actions and shortcuts with supported apps, could be ditched by Apple and replaced instead with a traditional row of function keys on the top of the keyboard. Right, so it could be replaced with the traditional row of function keys on the top of the keyboard. So it's probably going to be like the same, right? So it's probably going to have the same, just the traditional row of function keys. You'll have your just like the volume buttons, right? The airplane mode, switching play or fast view, fast forward, having the delete button there, having escape. So just the traditional rows, right? So just how it was before, right? There's no difference, right? And honestly, I don't care if they do that. Honestly, I don't care. I've never used the touch bar, it seems pretty cool. Some people tell me it's kind of annoying. I've heard stories where the touch bar doesn't work and they've had to go and replace the MacBook to have the touch bar actually work, and so they can actually Use it appropriately. But without a touch bar, you don't need to have all this nonsense, right? That's my opinion, right? So let us know what you think. You can let us know. You can write us. In our YouTube channel, you can write us on our website as well too, electronicconditions.net. Let us know what you think as well too. You could write us on our LinkedIn page as well too. You can go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn. Go ahead and click into the article. You guys be able to learn more about it there too. All right. So, moreover, guys, it looks like there's a new Trojan malware that's been stealing millions of login credentials. So again, guys, this is exactly why I come out with this type of information, you guys, for you, because number one, guys, you got to understand, we are living in the digital realm, guys. Okay, I've been saying this personally for about 3 years now, and we are living in the digital realm, and we're not going back. I don't know what people are thinking that, hey, we're not gonna, we're living in the digital realm, right? I like the old school way of doing things, right? Doing things in person, right? Really, instead of, a lot of things are tech, right? Instead of, oh, we're gonna hop in our car, we're gonna go here, we're, you know, I sometimes I like to go for a walk. Sometimes I like to do things the old school way, right? Instead of ordering, actually cooking food and doing things really that before technology just brings more satisfaction, right? But this is exactly why I come out with this information to let you guys know we're in the digital realm. You have to protect yourself. And so if you're not protecting yourself, you are going to get ran over. Somebody is going to steal your information. Somebody could compromise your whole situation, right? So, cybersecurity researchers have revealed a new custom Trojan type malware that managed to infiltrate over 3 million Windows computers and steal nearly 26 million login credentials for about a million websites. That is crazy, guys, right? And so, this is why it's important. Even if you run a small business, even if you have a personal blog website, personal brand website, whatever it is, guys, make sure you have the utmost tight security that you can get, right? And that, and the best is doing your own research as well. Do as much research as you can, right? So it looks like the findings from Nord Security classifies that the websites into a dozen categories, which include virtually all popular email services, social media platforms, file storage and sharing services, e-commerce platforms, financial platforms, and more. Right? So that is crazy, right? That is ridiculous, right? And this Trojan type of malware was able to infiltrate millions of websites, right? So again, if you've been infiltrated, don't feel bad because somebody else was probably infiltrated too. But that doesn't mean you start sitting there crying. That means you have to up your level of security, right? To the best security that you can for your website. Maybe building your website on a different server. Maybe building it on, Amazon Web Services or AWS, maybe building it on, a different type of platform, maybe adding certain things that can reduce and eliminate the amount of tax that people want to put on your website, right? Or if they want to drop some sort of pixel on your website so they can compromise the information, you have mechanisms that will prevent against that, right? So now is the time to especially as big company owners, or even if you're a smaller medium-sized business owner, right? You want to do the best type of research you can, have the best type of security you can for your website. So these types of, or if you have an application or whatever, so these types of things do not happen, Right. So this just happened very, very recently, guys. Type of news is coming from our LinkedIn page. We posted it yesterday. So again, guys, we've been posting these types of incidents that's been happening ever since we first started this podcast channel. We've been posting these types of incidents. They've been happening, right? So, we've been giving you guys lots and lots of time, and they've been happening even before we started this podcast channel, right? And they're probably going to continue happening even into the future, right? So this is the time to really buckle down, get, kind of educated, watch whatever videos you need to watch, read whatever articles you need to read, get educated and get securitized so you don't get hacked, right? And that is the situation, right? So that's what it is, right? So moreover, guys, we also have Velo's 3 router mesh Wi-Fi system covers your home for just $59, right? So Velo is a new mesh Wi-Fi company that promises a 3-device system that covers up to 4,500 square feet for just $59. That's a lot, guys. Fit 4,500 square feet is a big amount of space, guys, and that's only for $60. For $60, guys, you're only paying Velo new mesh Wi-Fi company. It's a Wi-Fi router, right? So if you need internet, you need it for cheaper, you can go to Velo, right? So that's much more affordable than the mesh Wi-Fi systems offered by more established brands like Eero, Eero, right? Whose comparable costs $200 for a 3-pack, right? So Velo is also selling a single standard router for just $20 compared to $79 with Eero, right? And again, you can, probably compare other companies too, other companies that are big, service companies like Xfinity, Verizon, RCN, all these other ones. They're probably charging a little more, right? So definitely check out Velo. It's called V. The spelling Vilo. You can go check them out on Google. Hit them, check them out on YouTube as well too. Look at their reviews as well too, guys. But it definitely looks like these guys cover lots of space, and their Wi-Fi is very strong, and seems pretty good, right? Just make sure you're able to protect yourself, right? And you're straight. So go ahead, guys. If you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. So it looks like, moreover, the NFL jumps to Twitter Spaces after initial Clubhouse partnership, right? If you guys don't know what Clubhouse is a new application that is based on invite only. That means you cannot go on the App Store. You can go on the App Store and download it, right? I believe, but you cannot. Actually, I don't even know if you can go in the App Store or Google Play Store and download it. But that means even if you can download it, you cannot use it unless somebody has invited you to you have a personal invitation, right? So if you're not personally referred by anybody who's using the Clubhouse because it's meant to be kind of exclusive, right? Then you can't use the app, right? So that means you don't know anybody with clout, pretty much, right? But if you know people who have, connections and stuff like that, they send you an invitation, go ahead and do that, right? But, it looks like the NFL is signing on to use Twitter Spaces as part of a new deal with Twitter, which will see the social network continue to run game highlight videos. The NFL has agreed to host 20 live audio rooms throughout the 2021 season. Those will include current NFL players and other NFL talent as hosts discussing the season's matchups, right? So very, very, very cool. And we know that football season is coming pretty soon, guys. We know that, especially, in schools, in high schools, colleges, in the NFL. We know that, it's coming soon, within about a month or so. Preseason's pretty much almost here. I see lots of already, lots of football players already on the field, even on the high school, while even exercising myself, I see lots of football players already getting ready, which is really good, right? So that's what it is, guys. That is what it is, right? Moreover, guys, something that's pretty pretty cool, guys, which I bet you guys have never really, you guys have probably haven't heard of this, right? So it looks like Grubhub will use Russian-made robots to deliver food on college campuses, right? So this is something that this is something similar. This piece of news is something similar we shared with you guys before in our previous episodes, where in college campuses here in the US, they're going to be using robots to be delivering food, right? So it looks like, and we didn't know what type of robots, right? So now we kind of have a understanding, right? So it looks like Grubhub and Russian self-driving startup Yandex are teaming up to use robots to deliver food on US college campuses, right? So it represents the latest deal that envisions hundreds of six-wheeled self-driving robots that essentially act as roving lunch boxes in cities across the country, right? So the robot-powered delivery service won't kick off until this fall when college students return to campus, right? So that's pretty cool, right? So it won't kick off until the fall until they return to campus, right? And this is going to be a huge thing, guys. This makes me want to go back to college and really try to see, how these things are going to really look, right? So Yandex, right, which is often described as as Russia's Google, right, will operate the robots as well as handle the entire food delivery process, right? So Grubhub, which has partnerships with over 250 college campuses in the US, will serve as the platform for the delivery transactions, right? So that is amazing, guys. So imagine, guys. So this is my opinion. This is my whole thought process, right? You have Grubhub teaming up with Yandex to do this, and this is a startup, right? So these guys are really funded, right? So now, if you really plan to do this, that means you're funded, right? So these guys hopefully have a plan, they have a roadmap, they're trying to be successful. So Grubhub is teaming with Yandex to do this now. So if this is actually successful, guys, if this actually works, what's probably going to happen is Grubhub is teaming with Yandex, and now services like Grubhub, such as DoorDash, maybe Postmates, maybe Uber Eats, will probably end up teaming up with Yandex and be able to do this as well, right? Why wouldn't they? Right? Grubhub has drivers too. I was able to personally, I was able to sign up and drive for Grubhub as well too, right? It's not like they are drivers only, right? So what I believe is probably going to happen is probably the first, semester or so, they're going to check it out between you're going to check out the results between all college campuses. If this is a success, I think other companies may partner up with Yandex to try to do a similar thing, or even come up with their own similar ideas, right? But this is a very, very cool concept. Let us know what you think too, in the comments below too. If you guys want to go ahead, learn more, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys will be able to learn more about it there as well too. All right. Moreover, guys, for all you, child's play people, for all you people, that are youngins, for all you youngins out there, or all you old people, it doesn't matter. Whoever who plays Roblox, right? I know my little sister plays Roblox. She loves Roblox. So it looks like Roblox signs music partnership with Sony, right? So the virtual world building platform Roblox has signed a deal with Sony Music Entertainment. The deal extends an existing collaboration that included a 2020 Lil Nas X concert inside Roblox, as well as a 2021 virtual dance party with Swedish artist Zara Larsson, right? So this is pretty just ridiculous, guys. I have mixed feelings about this. Honestly, I'm not gonna go into my feelings about Lil Nas X, but hey, that's what people like. That's what people want as artists, especially lots of kids, and they'll like that, virtual concert. and seeing him in there, right? So a press release says that the agreement will include innovative music experience for the Roblox community that offer a range of new commercial opportunities for Sony Music artists to reach new audiences and generate new revenue streams around virtual entertainment. This is very interesting, guys. Before moving forward, guys, we got to think. This is very interesting how this is very similar to what Fortnite was doing with Travis Scott and a few other add-ons as well too. So let's just keep this in mind, right? So this is very, very cool. So although a Roblox spokesperson told The Verge that the company was not announcing any specific events or experiences at this time, right? A spokesperson says Roblox is in talks with other record labels as well. So this is very cool, guys. So it looks like Roblox is it's a huge, huge virtual world building platform, similar to again Fortnite, similar to Minecraft. It's lots of young people play this game, and I guess it's very, very addictive. It's very, very cool, right? So I think it's very cool that they're partnering with Sony, with Lil Nas X. I don't know, but if that's the type of music people like nowadays, so you got to just do that, right? If they partnered with more artists, just better artists, in my opinion, I think that would be great. So honestly, we'll see what holds with the future with this, right? So if you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. All right. Lastly, guys, it looks like Universal and DreamWorks Films, right? So Universal and DreamWorks Films to exclusively hit Peacock within 4 months of theoretical releases, guys. So Peacock, guys, we already know this is a streaming service based off of Xfinity, right? So this is a new streaming service. And these streaming service guys, what made these guys popular, I think, was the deal that they made with them and Netflix, right? So now The Office, which is an originally a show that was on Netflix, is now on Peacock, which I think that's what made Peacock explode, as well as the WWE subscriptions that also play on Peacock as well too. So now it looks like they're having more partnerships, right? So beginning next year, the Universal theoretical releases will be held to Peacock as exclusives no later than 4 months after they premiere in cinemas, right? So a clear bid to win over subscribers who have missed the studio's flicks on the silver screen, right? So the multi-year deal will not only see Universal titles, but films from DreamWorks, right? Illumination and Focus Films as well. As part of the agreement, titles will head to Peacock for the first 4 months as well as the last 4 months of the traditional 18-month pay one window, the companies announced Tuesday, right? So pay one refers to the agreements between services and studios for first rights to stream films and content after their initial release, right? So for you guys that are a little bit confused, but I think this should be really cool, guys. We're gonna see lots of new movies come out. You know that Universal and DreamWorks Films, there's lots of different films. The one of there's lots of just the legend films, greatest films from Universal and DreamWorks. And I'm not gonna go into them now, but you're gonna see lots of them on Peacock within the next 4 months, right? So let's be ready for that, guys. It should be pretty cool. Should be very, very interesting, guys. So that is the news that we're going to be taking for today, guys. Honestly, I really hope that you guys are having just a great summer. We're going to be coming out with more news, more privacy updates, more tech updates, more tech deals, just more news to bring to you guys. That's very, very important, but also very interesting. And if you haven't already, guys, go ahead, our website, electronicconditions.net. You'll be able to see our updated blogs there on the daily. You'll be able to see our updated deals there weekly as well too. And you'll see, our updated information about our crypto project that will soon come live. All right. So I'll see you guys soon in the next one. All right. And peace out.